Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily madness from me, it's your turn to go crazy. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was a list from which you got to pick two topics, and of course that just leads to, well, you'll find out soon enough. We've got a whole bunch of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it before you fall asleep at the wheel. First up, we have Serendipity Haven. Of course, Serendipity did not record this, leaving it to, well, me. Okay, I'll go ahead and ask me to step up to the microphone. Come here, me. All right, no, this side. All right, here, okay. Oh, is that where? All right, okay. And hit record. I protested that I wasn't hungry, but he insisted, and you know how disarming he can be. All right, just a small one. No, he interjected. Pick two, I insist. I sighed. Okay, I'll have two of those wiener dogs, but please, no mustard. Ugh, big mistake. As the day wore on, I could feel them executing aerobatic maneuvers and yapping madly inside my stomach, a metabolic assault that would have put Strike Team Alpha to shame. Then, the inevitable, what went down swiftly made its way back up. Oddly, the mess at my feet looked more appetizing than the original offering. Thank you, Serendipity. You know, on the way home sometimes I pass by James Coney Island, which is a hot dog place, and I keep thinking, I want to get a hot dog. Or two. You know, a chili dog, or cheese. Always the onions. Although, it's going to be a pale shadow compared to Ira's in Northbrook that I grew up with. Although, Ira's closed down and they changed it to like a Fuzzy's or a Wildy's or something. Ira's was so wonderful. Chicago dogs. There's no beating them. I'm a Chicago-style kind of hot dog person. Ketchup on a hot dog, never again, ever. So, all right, let's keep going here. We've got Thomas. He's lined up a few for us. So let us roll the Thomas Show.
Walking was difficult. The arthritis in his knees was painful. His farm home was built on rough and uneven acreage. He'd hobble down to the mailbox to get mail, then hobble over to the chickens to gather the eggs. Poor Ted. He was once a champion tap dancer, and now he was reduced to dragging his aching legs around like two useless crooked sticks. He had heard of some home remedies, so he tried wrapping his knees with duct tape or rubbing them every night with WD-40, but it didn't work. Ted finally gave in to rotational field quantum magnetic resonance. Willard's church wasn't the only church that believed it a sin to use conundrums. His church said he should abstain rather than use them. The one that got him in the most trouble and caused him to be asked to immediately resign as senior elder was the day he stood in front of the congregation and asked, "What do you do when you see an endangered animal eating an endangered plant?" Preceding the most excruciating question were the questions he put to the other elders. Why am I running for president? And what was the best thing before sliced bread? The 2012 Metabolic Award was given to Teddy Tedesco of Milpitas, California, for having the highest metabolism in the local health and sports club. Teddy's was so high he would have to ingest 20,000 calories a day in order to maintain his weight. It cost him a fourth of his wages each week for food. And because he ate at home, his wife was exhausted, as she seemed to be at the stove for hours every day. Teddy could eat a whole cheesecake and not gain an ounce. His friends hated him, and his wife hated him even more.
Thank you, Thomas. I'd hope to see you up there, but I only get a week in between gigs. And you know how planning things at the last moment is. Because it's like, oh, look at the airfare. It's $5,000. It's like, what? You've got to be shitting me. So, I don't know when I'm going to make it up there, if ever. Maybe this is all just a conspiracy. You know, you're not ever coming up here, ever. Uh-huh. You know, this is paradise, and you're not allowed in there, Milton. So, next up, we have Tom, formerly of Footnote, but you know what? It just... Footnote is gone. The American dream is gone. We're all on our own now. And with all this madness coming. You know, I can't read Twitter or Facebook or any of that anymore. Hate from this side, hate from that side, hate of the haters, and hating of the hates. Maybe the topic should just be hate from now on. It's a brand new day, I guess. No, it's not. It's just the same old day. And the moon. We're never going back, are we? All right, well, that'll get you in the mood for being all happy and celebrative now that Tom is here. I'm such a jerk.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And I've got a single update. Thomas of Fifth Coffee has become the 14th Golden Monkey. Congratulations. Tonight's story is called A Fall from Grace. He moved across the desert, the remnants of a clerical collar stapled to a faded black shirt. Long ago he abandoned the remainder of the trappings of his faith. Sun, bandits, and federales had driven the man insane. The only thing that kept his feet moving was the vow. The fall from grace was in every face he encountered, a constant reminder of the promise to the Bishop Lacour. What do you do when the heart is so wounded that love can find no place to take hold? Mused the broken priest. The mission was simple. Find the lost sin.
The sin isn't lost. It's all around us. We walk through it, breathe it, drink it. We are the sin. Thank you, Tom. And congratulations to Thomas for becoming the latest Golden Monkey. I just updated the page. Hooray! Okay. Should I put links on that particular page? You know, I got the links on the sidebar, so then you can just go, oh, Leanna, I can look up Leanna's name right here. Whatever happened to her? I know that she gave up birds for a while. Maybe the birds are back, because Angry Birds is so cool and everyone wants angry. Oh, I found a squeaky toy of the Angry Birds, so I brought it home and I started squeaking it. Cat's vanished. So I'm going to bring it to work. Well, the workplace that's going to be work for one more week. I hope. I'd hate to get a note that says, well, we did your background check and, well, we're taking back the offer because you're just not smarmy and evil enough. We are an office full of evil people, and we like it when people are evil, and you just aren't sufficiently evil. So, a murderer horse? Bad horse? So, then I'll have to, like, get my companion Moist to help me build a death ra- Oh, sorry. And now I know that the police and Captain Hammer are listening to 100-word stories. I'm just going to pass the microphone to Jeffrey now before I say something really, really stupid, as opposed to just the really stupid stuff I say. Jeffrey, please save me.
This is Jeffrey Fisher with a story for the 100-word stories weekly challenge number 331. The challenge is to pick two, and the words I'm using are walk and lost. so this is The Errand by Jeffrey Fisher. Harriet walked with great purpose, or so it seemed to anyone who saw the elderly lady. Truth be told, she had forgotten why she had left her room. This had been happening with increasing frequency, and it frightened her. She could recall with clarity high school friends and elementary school projects she helped her children make, a trip to Edinburgh with her husband in the 1960s before he became so sick. Now she couldn't remember where she was going. If she kept walking, Harriet reasoned, both her surroundings and her purpose would once again be clear. When her legs tired, she sat on a nearby bench. Perhaps a short rest would help her jog her memory. In time, she dozed. The sun moved lower in the sky. Time passed, and the woman, still half asleep, realized she was very cold. She felt a hand on her shoulder, gently shaking her awake. A stranger looked at her with concern. "Mom, what are you doing out here? Let's get you home."
Thank you, Jeffrey. You know, sometimes I worry that one day when I lose all my memory and I'm wandering around aimlessly, that I'm just going to be a burden. But that's okay. I'll probably have some sort of tag and a note on there saying, "Postage prepaid, just drop in any mailbox." Whew. So, now that we're all wondering where we are, let's head somewhere that we do know. To Lizzie. To her place. And hear her story. And what she's got for us. Are you excited? I am. All right, here's Lizzie. Let's see. God. So hard to get the record player synced up.
The Lost Award goes to... This is the title of this week's story, and it goes like this. "We have to pay to sail aimlessly?" asked one of the crew members, astonished about the unusual contest. "Yep, easy," replied the skipper. But it was decided. They roamed in high waters for days and days, up to when food and water became scarce. Then they returned, eager to know who had won. The pier was empty, except for the fluttering envelope. Award to the sea pirate. May you return safely. The skipper looked at his crew. There was no sign of the promised prize money, though. "It's time," he said, pulling out his automatic. "Guess who was lost now?" And this was my story for the week. Drop by my blog at lizziegutkauf.blogspot.com. And if you like, get in touch with me through Twitter. My name there is also Lizzie Goodkauf. Okay, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You should get in touch with her. She knows and does things and can do things for you. Not too sure what, but I'm sure that they are things, and they're good things, although if you're bad, she can do bad things to you. I mean, if you're a cockroach, it'll be like, you know, right under heel. But you're not a cockroach. I've checked the stats, and there are very few cockroaches that listen. And, you know, if they're listening to a 40 to 50 minute podcast, they're going to get seen at some point, and then, you know, right under heel. So my apologies to the cockroaches. Although, if you have a cockroach problem, just play this podcast. They'll come out and say, what's that? Gregor, what do you think? One of these days I'm going to go too far. All right. Muncie is next. All right. Let's take a trip down Muncie Lane.
"Greetings, ladies, gentlemen, and people of indeterminate gender. The time has come once more for me to smack the English language around and make it my prison wife, while all of you listen in and do nothing to help it. English is a charming language that has done nothing to deserve the treatment it receives at my hands, and yet none of you to date has come to its aid or even bothered to say I ought to stop abusing it thusly. So really, which of us is the true monster? Still me? Yeah, that's probably true. Backstage, by Christopher Monroe. I lost the award. Sorry, that was unclear. I realized upon saying it that I could have phrased it better. I'll try again. I didn't win the award. This should be no surprise, as I wasn't nominated for the award, or indeed any award. I'm only present at this award show to present the award to whoever happens to win the award at this award show. That was awkward. Sorry, I'm nervous. Anyway, a bunch of the award presenters went drinking last night, and we brought the awards. Jägermeister was involved, and... help me break it to Johnny Depp? Flash Fiction at ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com tweets at Munzee Munzee. I can also be reached by Carrier Pigeon, I should think. I mean, I don't know how. But if you've trained Carrier Pigeons already, I don't see why they wouldn't be able to reach me, right?
Actually, I've trained them to do CPR, which kind of hurts because they have these beaks and, well, ouch. Man. Thank you, Munzee. You know, the real monster is Uncle Monster. We do have our own resident monster, but his story doesn't come up for a few more. So I know you're waiting patiently. Well, don't just wait and then ignore these few stories intervening between you and him. Because, you know, we got some good ones. I mean, Joe Wachowski, Woko Poetry, he's new to this place. And I don't want you to just, you know, oh, it's Woko, let's get by. No, this is good. This is very good. And I'm glad he's a part of this now, because a few more people have left. I don't know what I said. I wish, you know, they would fill out the comment cards and said, you're being an ass. You're talking too long. Your audio quality sucks. We're tired of the horrible, nasty political agenda you have for saying that Montana should break free of the Union and become a nuclear power. Well, it should, but that doesn't mean you have to hate me for it. I mean, the great state of Montana could be the great empire of Montana. Just think of it. Think of it! Oh, sorry. Joe, so now that I've given you a proper introduction to the podcast, let's hear what you've got for us.
After Armageddon, mankind was gone, and the Wiener Dogs were set loose to conquer the Earth. In the first 100 years, they spread slowly throughout Europe, moving eastward. Using Wiener pontoon boats, they crossed into Turkey and on to Asia, then Africa. To cross snow-covered mountains, they tied wooden spoons to their tiny paws as snowshoes, leaving only a trail of tiny paw prints until they reached the Great Wall of China. However, springing from stone to stone, they easily breached that obstacle to dominate the Eastern Hemisphere. Finally, using Wiener blimp technology, they slowly drifted towards unsuspecting America.
Okay, now I'm scared. I'm going to be checking the skies constantly, Joe, watching for wiener dog blimps. Thank you, Joe. And please, next week, come back. And the week after that, come back. And keep coming back. Please. It gets so cold and lonely with only 16 or 17 people here. Just... Tom keeps track of the numbers. Why get all worried about, you know, oh, we only have 12 this week. We have 50 this week. I mean, it's just more work for me. I should be driving people away. I mean, I should say, like, you know, that Hitler wasn't such a bad guy after all. Or Pol Pot? Just, who doesn't like a stack of skulls? Come on, it brightens the room. All right. Is there anyone still here? Damn it. I need to try harder. What's that Todd Aiken guy doing these days? Oh, sorry. Just, what I should do is shut up and just let Zachman take over at this point. What? A shovel? Dig deeper? Sure. I can't quite climb out of the hole, so I might as well dig, right? Yeah?
Yes, I have a butler. I got him from a Kickstarter project. I inherited some money from Professor Utonium, which I totally wasn't expecting, since all I ever did for him was walk his arthritic dachshund and report a paw print the day it was lost. The wiener dog was stuck under a porch, but save due to a slow metabolic rate. My conundrum is it a sin to award someone a task you know they dislike because the butler is updating my computer, and for the next week, Devo Spice is so my personal IT guy.
Yay! We like personal IT guys, because they fix things, and they don't turn against us. What? This isn't recording. Oh, I had him update Audacity yesterday. Audacity is up to 2.02 for you folks who don't get the email updates. I just update and figure if it breaks, I'll just roll back to the Stone Age and bang the rocks together and hopefully you can hear. Thank you, Zach Man. Okay, now, I know that you're waiting for Cliff, Uncle Monster, but first let me add in a little something. A little something. There you go. It wasn't too hard, was it? Here's his story.
There should have been a sign or a crossroads. There should have been something other than this thin dirt track I'd been following for uncountable days. Every step took me farther away from where I'd been, who I'd been. Details dropped away with the miles. Names of friends, lovers, faces, my childhood. How I'd ended up on this path in the first place. All gone now. All that was left was weeds to either side, a thin ribbon of road leading forward, and the next step. Oh, and that thing that followed, howling, reminding me of all my sins.
Thank you, Cliff, Uncle Monster. I'm looking through this Pinterest site. I have no idea how this damn thing works. It's just pictures. And I don't understand. All I do is on these sites is just post my stuff up. Do I really read it? I mean, that stuff can get you down. It's almost November. It's just going to get louder and louder and louder. This person said, God. All I want are cupcakes. Maybe I should make the next topic cupcake. Anyone want cupcakes? No? Yes? Alright. Someone I do know who makes the most wonderful cupcakes. Tour Bregianu. Absolutely. Oh, have you had their... Oh my god, they're to die for. So, let's go ahead and open up the oven and... breathe in.
100 words on walking and lost. By Tura Brazayanu. His morning walk always took him through the Meyerplatz, whose modern red brick and concrete architecture continued to annoy him. Although, he knew, he had no justification for this response, for it had stood thus ever since the post-war rebuilding, and he had no more than the memory of a young child's memory that it had once stood different. And even that was long after its heyday, at the turn of the century, which he surely knew of only from the faded sepia photographs that had belonged to his parents, now transformed by long familiarity into something indistinguishable from memories.
Thank you, Tora. Let's see, we've got a few more to go here. We're not over yet. Ah, man. Keep going with the coffee. How have the past few weekly challenges been, folks? Faster? Slower? More rambling? Less rambling? More introspection? Less introspection? Should I go totally blue and just swear constantly, or keep it clean? I don't know. I hate to do these in a vacuum. Ooh, should I be running the vacuum while doing these? Or should I be doing these while walking around? And just do the bumpers in between stories, and then come back home with the recordings and play them. And just ramble outside like, I don't know, Carl Sagan walking in between places in Cosmos that then wind up having strange Bach and Mozart pieces. Between, I don't know. Right. I know I should be, you know, worrying less. I know that. how the hell did they make that move? Oh, yeah, I'm playing words with friends as usual. So let's see. Let's go with, Bonchance and Sevi. Please save my ass.
Crab Mariners, 100 word challenge. This week's word. Well, gee, there's so many. We have multiple choices as far as words to use. This is a collaboration between Severina Halostar, Bonchance Longfall. The first story is about Pablo, the Springer Spaniel, the black and white Springer Spaniel that we talk about sometimes. The twin wiener dogs, Molly and Maggie, introduced themselves to Pablo as he made the rounds of the neighborhood. He walked through the streets in search of new friends, as his SP suggested. He was having a grand time with a cute little poodle named Bubbles, until her father, an overprotective boxer, shooed her into the backyard as he glared at Pablo. Ahead, he saw the wicked Calico, with another colorful bowl walking his way. Pablo crossed the street. Pablo bragged about new friends. Espy was not pleased. She planned to tighten the leash on her wandering loose Springer. Hail to the king, baby. Lucifer had been working on a dilemma. The logic was indisputable. His conundrum kept him from directing the other angels in their affairs as he sought the answer. He was a leader, not a follower, and didn't ask advice. He gave it. God told him he lived in pride, which was a sin. The archangel, Michael, tried to warn him that if he chose to go on the path he set himself on, he would be forever lost. There can be only one, said Michael. Lucifer stood, saying, Hail to the king, baby, then departed heaven to become a king.
Thank you, Bonchance and Sevi. I love how you two work and play well together, as opposed to all the folks who fight and attack and kill. Shame on you people. Oh. Just. Alright, let's see. Z-O-D-A. What do you mean Zoda is not a word? Let's say it's a word. Hold on. T-O-R-A. Oh, that's a word. Okay, 35 points. I'm only down by 110. Yeah, that's right. Occasionally I lose. Oh, if you want to play Words with Friends, even though I've invited you many, many times and you haven't, I still hold out hope. Is Full of Crap is the username. Or if you're on my Facebook, you can get me from there. But you probably won't. You're too busy with your lives. Far too busy writing for the weekly challenges. Which is good. Because, you know, that actually results in something as opposed to just shuffling tiles around on a little blank screen that vanish eventually. Do we have more stories? Yeah, we do. Let's see. We drag that into the folder. See, I get these and they automatically route to my podcast folder. And then once they're done, I drag them into last week and then I clear out last week when the next one comes up. And then I take all the sound files and I put them in a folder on my G drive, which is a gigantic drive of unending depths, and then assemble them. And then the text I put together in the show, and, you know, I have a template, and boom, done, ready. Isn't that cool? No, not really. Well, fine. When I vanish and you have to take over, let's see you come up with the system. Oh, sorry. Next up is Botko Questi, who is the brains and evil heart behind, let's see, single-frame stories, which they're doing with Whiskey Day. And then A is for Avatar, which is a collaborative crazy effort. I think E is for Education was the most recent. So F, it should be appearing Monday, I think. If not Monday, then sometime next week. I've written up a whole bunch of them, but I would love to see folks come up with better ones than those, because you can come up with better. I know it. I mean, you prove it every week, right? Oh, and single-frame stories, they don't have to be from Second Life. You can set up a single-frame story with 140 characters of narrative using real-life stuff like dolls or food, you know, or you can be like those crazy people at Bent Objects and stick paper clips into marshmallows and hot dogs and other things. Here's Batgirl's story. I get carried away.
Good evening, succubi, incubi, goblins, imps, corporate lawyers, and radical fundamentalists. Welcome to the 6,000th annual Demon's Choice Awards. We're coming to you straight from hell, live and undead from the Judas Iscariot Auditorium Torture Spa and Coffee Bar. Tonight, we'll recognize the outstanding performer in lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. Each deadly sinner will receive a solid gold statue, which will be melted down for an excruciating molten metal enema and refreshing Brazilian wax. We'll also honor our living sinner of the year, Todd Akin, for popularizing the devilishly clever concept of legitimate rape. Stay tuned!
Okay. Have I mentioned that November can't come fast enough? Thank you, Batgirl. I know it's okay. Free speech! No, it's a private... Whatever. It's just gonna get more and more fun. Just wait until everybody is compared to Hitler, and Hitler comes up from the grave and goes, Oh, stop comparing them to me. I was a much better dancer. I bet you he was. Oh, and he also liked mustard potato salad. Oh, God, I'm not going there. That cost Caleb. I'm sorry. Next up, oh, good. Whew. Red Goddess is here to save us. She's got another story from the chapter of the tale of Lola. So here we go. Here's one for Lola. Thank you. Paper or plastic? Ask the grocery cashier, rolling her eyes at Lola. It sounds so simple, right? Choose one kind of bag for her frozen dinner. Lola is preoccupied digging through her oversized work bag to make sure she had enough to pay. Her next-door neighbor, the retired social worker, was in line with her grandsons. She's usually pretty chatty, but today, she, too, seems a little beaten down. The kids pick two candy bars from the front shelf. As Lola grabs the paper bag to leave, she notices a folded paper on the ground. It reads, "Think less." "Thank you, Red Goddess. And thank you, Lola. I do need to think less. I think way too much. I should just roll with it. Roll with it, baby." I used to have that album. That was one of the first CDs that I got. Wherever happened to it? God, all of those $9.99 CDs that you would get from Columbia House? I was a part of Columbia House. I got a whole bunch. And then came the age of MP3s and Napster and Alt Binary's Music MP3. And, well... that was the Alt-Binaries group that I was in. What Alt-Binaries groups were you in, weirdo? I was a thief, not a pervert. Well, okay, maybe a little bit of Danny Ash. I mean, come on. Oh, sorry. I should just play Norval Joe's story and, You know, are you happy now that I've let Wiener Dogs be? I know, it's not a whole episode of Wiener Dogs, but lots of folks have been using it. Isn't that all right? Isn't that cool? I'm going to wind up going to James Coney Island, aren't I?
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 331 with a prompt of pick two. Here it is. Owen's quest continues. Take this sword, Owen, Traveler said, dragging out his own long sword. Stand at my back. Swing it in circles. It will keep most of the goblins away, and you might even hit a few. The fiends hooted and screamed as they oozed from the surrounding woods. There are too many, Owen screamed. I've seen more, and I haven't lost my life yet, Finder laughed, swinging his great axe, stretching his shoulders. Aye, but this arthritis makes me shoulders stiff. Elbinor's bow thrummed musically with each shot. Sharika blasted out with waves of magical energy. But Spleen alone was missing from the company. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, it was back between the big wars. Me and my uncle, we were driving off the reservation one night, and I ran over a dockalope. That's right. We were thump, 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 thump. Underneath the car, it was a terrible sound. A dockalope, yeah, that's a cross between a dachshund and a jackalope. Heck, everyone's seen a jackalope. Everyone's got one on the garage wall, but I was the only one ever saw one of them jackalopes crossed with a weenie dog. Yeah, no one ever believed me. But we chased him off the road down through the brush trying to find the poor little beaten-up sucker, but, you know, we never did find him after that. You know.
You people are weird. Oh, it's on? All right. Oh, thank you, Norval Joe. You know, the world lost some great people this week. Jerry Nelson. Now, everyone's like, oh, Count Von Count. And yes, Count Von Count's loss is terrible. I mean, one condolence wreath. Two condolence wreath. Three glorious condolence wreaths. You know, it's like the press, but, the real, loss with Jerry Nelson is Lou Zealand, the boomerang fish guy. Oh my God. That was my favorite character because he served absolutely no purpose but to be silly. And it was so beautiful. And just a kind of boomerang fish. I used to throw things and, well, they wouldn't come back, but still, I had fish. I had trout almondine on Friday in his honor. And it did not come back. So, it's Daily Grill. They do such good stuff. I walk through the Galleria sometimes, and it's just, every few Fridays, I'd just like, all right, I'll have a steak with blue cheese on it. I'll just twist my arm. So, the next time, James suggested that I do the brick chicken. So, it's going to taste like a brick. I'll talk about the other great loss to our world. Our world and another in a bit, but sometimes people come back. You think you've lost them forever, but they're back. They're back. Oh my God, they're back. TJ, yeah, he's hopefully done with all the craziness going on up there in the imperial greatness of Montana now that they've seceded from the Union and are threatening us.
Are you threatening me?
We are being threatened. I mean, Montana is just going to, you know, with all the fracking, they're just going to frack us to bits. So, TJ, who will be crowned emperor, I think in October, right? I'm not sure of the timetable. They, you know, it's so hard to get a crown sized properly. Then you have to, you know, this and the orb and then the scepter. And then you have to scratch your nose and it's like, nose scratcher boy, come here. So, anyway, here's TJ.
Hi, it's TJ. I am from North Dakota. It's been too long, and yes, I'm coming in this week completely cold. My PC has been in storage since May, which is also the last time I was able to update my iTunes and hear this podcast. So if Lawrence isn't swearing up and down at that damn TJ for abandoning his podcast all summer, and how dare he, and if... if I never see that TJ guy again, it'll be too soon. I've been blissfully unaware of it, so I can't even anticipate the reception this 100-word story will receive. What's been going on this summer is I've been a little bit homeless. My bank flaked on my home loan at the last minute in May, just as my lease ran out, so the boyfriend and I and his dog have been staying at hotels that we found lodging with someone, so we've been at this lady's house for the last 2 months, and I haven't been able to get at my PC. I'm just making do with the laptop, and, well, here's my story. Housing appraisers, your sin is sloth. I know you feel like you're getting everyone on the schedule and accommodating us as quickly as you can, but from my perspective as a homebuyer, your dithering has added 2 months to the otherwise relatively straightforward transaction of buying a house. I think you should have to be homeless for a while with all your stuff in storage except for whatever you can fit in the back of a rental car for however long you think any civilized human being should have to live like that. And then take less time than that. It's good to be back.
TJ, I hope that everything gets resolved and that you don't notice the fact that I said Montana over and over again instead of North Dakota. Oh my God, it's been so long. I can't remember what state that... They all look the same after you get west of the Mississippi, except for Texas. Because, you know, yeehaw! I mean, look at Colorado, right? And look at Wyoming. They're the same. Okay, one has stuff smoking and other, but still, they're the same. I mean, Longmire, you could drop them into Colorado and be like, oh, you know, shoot some people, you know, or beat the crap out of someone. You know, but no, I lost. It's been so long. But it's good to have you back, and I'm not swearing up and down, at least while the microphone is on. Now, if I were Buzz Aldrin, yeah, I would be swearing up and down and punching people in the face for denying the moon landing, but I'd also have a tear in my eye for the loss of Neil Armstrong. Although, most people are bemoaning his departure. I'm angry. I'm angry at the Almighty for not smiting John Glenn instead of Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong was a good guy, a great guy, and John Glenn, well, he turned his fame and achievement into being a corrupt motherfucker. Well, that's all right. It's okay. We fell for it. At least the jerks in Ohio fell for it over and over again. But he's a national hero. Oh, is he taking bribes? Well, that's okay. He's a hero. And heroes can take bribes. I mean... And that's what's happening all over the country. Falling for it over and over, over and over. Oh, sorry. Right, November can't come fast enough. I should probably just let Planet Z read his story and then shut the hell up. Maestro? A little something in the key of F?
One of the great things about preseason football games is that you get to watch players giving it their all to make the team. Of course, there's always veterans you'll never replace, no matter how good you are. A punter with a long-term contract, for instance. That's when you call your classmate on the other team on special teams coverage. Break a fucker's leg. You say, I'll split my contract with you. And sure enough, the veteran's out for the season, your buddy gets suspended, and you make the team. Welcome to professional football. Until some fucker breaks your leg.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about a bunch of topics and a few good lessons to live by. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. Until next week, where the topic will be card, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.